Hello guys, welcome to the Chidinma Obuesimba podcast. I am your host, Chidinma Obuesimba. So today, we're looking at the topic, is greatness hereditary? Is greatness hereditary? And in the next few minutes, we'll also be looking at some key subtopics under this, which is what greatness means. We look at what greatness means, we look at how to achieve greatness, and also how to transfer greatness. Now, in our world today, we have so many people that are classified as people that are great. We have the likes of Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and the likes of them, people that the world look up to. We have great Nigerians like the likes of John Obidi, the likes of Emeka Nwobi's, the likes of Steve Harris. These are people that the world have, you know, classified to be great people. Now, what does this greatness mean? Greatness is simply, you know, a concept of being superior, being notable, being distinguished, being important, and so on. And most times, the society classify greatness based on, you know, the cars you drive, the things you've been able to achieve in life, your position in a company, or your position in the country. It could be, you know, the kind of things you do, okay? And many a times we look at those people as people that are doing extraordinary things, which is true. Great people are not people that do normal things. Great people are people that have done something, something that have distinguished them from the rest of the people. Now, what does this greatness actually mean? Greatness can mean so many things to different people. Just like I said earlier on, greatness can be maybe because of the position you are holding. You are a king, you are an emir, you are an emperor. Based on title, you can be classified as a great person. But what does true greatness mean? True greatness is not measured by the kind of money you, the amount of money you spend, or the things you just do, the cars you drive. Greatness is inside of every one of us. In as much as you have something to offer to the world and you are doing it already, you are great. In as much as you are doing something significant, not, you know, something that people find difficult to do. It could be starting a reading club, it could be starting a girls club, it could be organizing a tutorial and stuff like that. It makes you great. But the concept you're looking at today, it is how to achieve greatness and also how to transfer greatness. Parents who are wealthy, you know, if your parents are kings and they have, you know, your parents are kings, chances are that you also will become a king. Remember our topic is greatness hereditary. Now, to answer that question, greatness can be hereditary. It all depends. Someone asks, is poverty hereditary? Yes and no. It depends, okay? It depends. It could be yes, it could be no. It could be yes, it could be no. How is greatness hereditary? Let's take for instance, if your father is a king and you are the first son, chances are that at the end of the day, you are also going to become a king. That is transfer of greatness. Okay, that's transfer of greatness. If your father is Bill Gates, for the fact that your father is Bill Gates, you're automatically a great person, because the world will look at you the same way they look at your father unless you prove otherwise. Okay? Imagine your father is Dangote and you just walk into a supermarket. For the fact that your father is Dangote, people will accord you that respect automatically, naturally. They're going to accord you that respect, okay? But what if your parent doesn't have anything, okay? You know, you have to walk to your own ladder of greatness. You have to build your ladder of greatness. But the main problem we will be looking at today is what it takes to sustain greatness. And that brings us to, you know, okay, let's look at how to achieve greatness before we look at what it takes to achieve greatness. It's almost the same thing, what it takes to achieve greatness and, you know, how to achieve greatness. To achieve greatness, you have to be disciplined. You must be disciplined. Disciplined in the sense of you trying to get things at all measures, trying to stay up on your goals, trying to achieve your goals, trying to, you know, trying to step out of your comfort zone and begin to do things that will make a difference in the world. Remember, greatness is not all about the money that we have, but the impact we are making in the lives of people. And if you want to achieve greatness, it takes discipline to remain on track and not deviate, to remain on track and not be, you know, not be distracted. To achieve greatness, you need to make sacrifices. You need to make sacrifices just in case you don't have rich parents to transfer their greatness, their wealth to you. You need to make sacrifices in order for you to be able to build something that you can transfer to your own children. You know, sometimes I was talking to a friend some time ago and I'm like, what if my father was Dangote? I wouldn't be doing some of the things I'm doing today, you know. I'll just relax and money flows into my account on a monthly or daily basis and stuff like that. But what if your father is not Dangote? You have to build the lifestyle that you want for your children, okay? And most importantly, we're going to look at how to transfer this greatness, okay? So, in order for you to achieve greatness, you need to put in your best effort. You need to bring out the best in you. You need to keep working hard, and most importantly, you need to step out of your comfort zone. You might be wishing that you want to become the next Bill Gates, the next Elon Musk, the next Jen Obidi, but are you ready to do the things that these guys did? The sacrifices, the sleepless nights, the online courses, the books they read to groom themselves to become this way. So, greatness can be hereditary. If your parents are already great, they can transfer it to you. Okay? But what if they don't have it? That is the point. What if they are not great? You want to be great. And that is the point. You have to work to be great so your children can also say, my father is great. Now, the problem with hereditary greatness is that it doesn't last. And that brings us to the final aspect of what we'll be looking at today, how to transfer greatness. Greatness by hereditary doesn't often last. Because when you earn greatness by your own efforts, you'll be able to cultivate the discipline and the lifestyle to maintain it and also be able to transfer it to your own children. But what we have today are parents or people who transfer greatness to their children without transferring what made them great. What do I mean by that? Many parents transfer greatness to their children in form of their name, because you bear your father's name, it carries power and you benefit from it. They transfer wealth, they transfer cars, they transfer houses, but without giving them the necessary training to hold them up to that position, to maintaining it. And that is why you see children or people whose parents were rich, and once the parent passed, everything comes crumbling. Now, as a person listening to this, I want you to pay attention, close attention to this. How do you transfer greatness? Yes, we've talked about how to achieve greatness, but how do you transfer this greatness to people, not just to your children, to people around you? You transfer this greatness by teaching them what you know and the things that made you great. That is the right way to transfer greatness. By teaching these people, it could be your neighbors, it could be your siblings, it could be anybody, by teaching them what made you great. For instance, let me just chip this in before I continue. You might be looking at yourself like, me, Ade, do I even have anything? Like, am I even great? I beg, I don't have anything. You might be looking at yourself like, Bimbo, Juliet, you're looking at yourself, do I even have anything to greet? This message is not for me. But no, you have something in you. You are great. You are already great. The little things you are doing makes you great. The little things that you are doing makes you great. So you need to begin to transfer those things to people around you, to your siblings, to your neighbors, to your friends. That is the right way to measure true greatness. Not by the wealth, the money you transfer to them, but by the trainings you give to them. Many parents just give wealth, but did not teach you. They won't teach you how they were able to get that wealth. Let's take a practical example. We all know Robert Kiyosaki, the man that wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Increasing Your Financial IQ. Those are some of his books. And his wife, Kim Kiyosaki. What if his friend's dad, the rich dad, never taught them about wealth building, the right way to build wealth? What did you think would happen to them? What if he was only just giving them money? Take, go and invest. Take money. Go and start a business. Take money. Go and do this. Because he's a rich dad. Because he's rich. But if you've read Robert Kiyosaki's book, you will come to realize that there was no place he mentioned. I don't know if there was any place he mentioned that his rich dad gave him money to go and start business. Rather, he showed him. Remember in one of his books, I can't remember if it's the Increasing the Financial IQ or the Rich Dad and Poor Dad, he mentioned that he worked for his rich dad with his friend. They worked in the factory, I think in a factory, to earn money. Why didn't he give them that money? You see, that is a problem we have in our world today. Transferring greatness is not, or doesn't end with giving out money. It doesn't end with giving out cars, houses for free. Because greatness by hereditary don't often last. Because those who transfer those greatness gave them only the material greatness. You get that? They only gave them the material greatness, but they didn't give them the intellectual greatness, which is what is supposed to make them stand out. So as a young person, why am I bringing this to you? I'm bringing this to you because you are great. You are already doing something great and want to be remembered for the great things you did. It's not about giving money or giving them money to start and stuff like that. You need to also teach them the things that made you great. Show them the books you are reading. Show them the courses you are taking. Show them the things that you are doing. Let them see the sacrifice. You know, when you give a child money, he can spend it anyhow because he doesn't understand anything about making money. But when he works for it, he will understand what it means to make money and what it means to invest, to keep money and to sustain it. So, finally, as a person, as a parent, as a wife, as a husband, don't just transfer wealth or greatness to people. Do it the right way by sharing with them the things that made you great, the knowledge that made you great. So is greatness hereditary? Yes, greatness can be hereditary. Poverty as well can be hereditary because you learn, or you when your parents are not rich, let's say your parents are poor, they don't have anything to transfer to you, but it depends. Greatness is hereditary. Is greatness hereditary? It depends. Is poverty hereditary? It depends. What does it depend on? It depends on your choice. It depends on your choice. Greatness is hereditary, yes, because your parent can transfer everything to you. But if you don't make the right decision to begin to learn, to begin to, you know, learn about the true things that made them great, you end up losing that greatness. So is it hereditary? Yes. Can you lose it? Yes. Greatness is hereditary, but you can also lose everything you've inherited without the right trainings. So with this, we've come to the end of today's episode, and I'm looking forward to get feedback from you. To get feedback from you, and see you next week, Saturday. So in case you're wondering who I am and what I do, I am Chidima Obusimba by name. I am a personal development speaker, a reading facilitator, and also a content creator. See you next week.